Hello, hello. Welcome to How to Learn a Language, the podcast all about how to learn languages. My name is Lindsay of Lindsay Does Languages, and I am your host for this show and for this episode. And this time, we are talking about the best languages to learn for the future. Oh, I have to actually, no, I'm not going to apologize. I am going to just warn you that if you are here thinking there is going to be a one word answer that you can take away, yep, that's it, that's the one language, I'm going to go with that, then that's not what's going to happen. That's not what's going to happen here. But we are going to dig into some different reasons why you might be learning languages and how that might impact your choice and the things to then consider dependent on that. So that's what we're going to be getting started with. If you are already buzzing and excited and you want to learn a new language right now, then I highly recommend my language starter pages. So you can get these, I'll link in the show notes, and this is completely free. It's in Notion, so it's great because it's really portable. You can have it on the app on your phone, you can have it on your desktop, you can copy them out, print them out, whatever is best for you. But you have, I want to say over 25 now, different languages with the key starter phrases that you'll need to get things going with a new language. And it's not just a case of like French, Spanish, German. Of course, they're there, I think, I hope. But there are others as well, like that you may not necessarily be expecting or have even thought about learning. So definitely check that out. And yeah, enjoy. The link is in the show notes for that. So the best languages then to learn for the future. This is an interesting topic because it's something that I've thought about for a long time in terms of how would I talk about this? I know that this is something people ask and people have on their mind as to what is the best language to learn that isn't going to waste their time, that's going to benefit them the most, you know, that they're going to, I mean, maybe people consider this, I hope so, they're going to enjoy the most. And so there's lots of factors that come into play. And also, what's going to be easiest and quickest, that always comes in as well for a lot of people. And if you know me at all, if you've ever listened to any one of these episodes, you will know that easiest and quickest isn't necessarily the vibe. That's not really what we're going for here. There are lots of other factors that are going to come into play when you're choosing the best language to learn. So let's get into it. A little caveat, a little kind of note before we begin. If you are listening to this episode, I'm going to assume that you already speak English, whether that is as a native language or to a high level as a second or other language. And so, yeah, we're not going to talk too much about English because I know the role that English plays globally is very different to any other language as well. So it kind of changes the discussion slightly. So we're going to assume that English, you've already got that down, right? So we'll focus on languages other than English with a slight focus as well, especially when it comes to work on the UK and the US. So we're going to actually, let's start with work. If you are learning a language for work, this could be one big reason. We've got three big reasons that you could be learning. The first one is learning for work. And there's two options here if you're learning for work. There's popular or there's unexpected. So either you go down the route of there's lots of jobs that want language A, so I'll learn that. Or you instead opt for there's less people that speak language B, therefore there's less people going for the jobs that want language B, so I'll learn that, right? We'll take two languages as an example here, and of course this will vary depending on where you are in the world, but if we say Mandarin Chinese, that's always the popular one that we hear and see about on the wind when businesses want Mandarin when hiring. And we'll talk about Albanian, right? So Mandarin would be the popular choice, the one that we would expect if we're learning for work. Albanian would be the unexpected choice, the one that we don't see as many jobs advertised requiring. Now, here's why both are valid. There'll likely be more people going for the Mandarin job than the Albanian job. So if your primary reason for learning a language for work and for job is for work and job opportunities, then ask yourself this: do you want to put yourself in a field full of people with your skill or in a field with less overwhelming choice for employers? There's no right or wrong answer here. And you're going to, like I said, there's no one word answer to this whole question, to this whole episode. So you're going to spot this coming up a lot too, that there's no right or wrong answer. It is really about deciding the right choice for you. And remember, if you're learning for future career prospects, then you'll want to be as dedicated as you can to really taking that language to a high level in order to be as competitive as possible, especially if we're talking popular languages. In fact, not necessarily especially, because if we're talking popular languages, people are going to be like, whoa, like C3 or D1, let's like add a new level for how well those people will speak that you'll be going up against. And equally, if it's the kind of unexpected, less popular language choice with less job opportunities, then potentially you could be going up against native speakers as well. So it's worth considering both sides of that coin. And some employers might even be looking for someone who can speak multiple languages too, you know, no pressure. So yes, it's important to learn a language that is relevant to your career goals and relevant to your interests so that you can have that best chance of getting hired. And I said we'd talk a bit here about the UK and the US. So first of all, we'll start with the UK. There is a list that has been put together by the British Council of languages that will be essential to know in the future. And yes, this was made in 2017. So it was made after the mess of a decision that was Brexit, but not after that had all come into play. And this is the UK Languages for the Future list. I will put this in the show notes so you can have a look for yourself. But the 10 most important languages for the UK that they identified are Spanish, Mandarin, French, Arabic, German, Italian, Dutch, Portuguese, Japanese, and Russian. So therefore, if you're in the UK or considering work in the UK, these languages are likely to be most desired by employees. Employees? That's you. By employers in the coming years. So there's 10 for the UK. On the other hand, if you're in the US or you're learning a language for work opportunities in the US, then the critical language list is a useful starting point. And not only is this a list of important languages for the country's economy, like the UK one is, but there's also scholarships available for, and I'm going to quote this for you, American college and university students to learn languages essential to America's engagement with the world. So we're talking real soft power here. And this is, what's interesting is this is a very different list to the UK list. So critical language scholarships are currently offered in Arabic, Azerbaijani, Bangla, Chinese. It doesn't specify, it just says Chinese, so I'm going to guess Mandarin, Hindi, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Swahili, Turkish, and Urdu. So there's a bit of crossover, but it's pretty minimal between the two lists. And so if you are learning a language for work, if that is your primary reason and you want to know the best language to learn, it's well worth investigating if these sorts of lists exist where you'd like to work. Okay, work done. Next up, the second big reason that you may be learning a language is learning for travel. Now, if you're learning for travel, there's one big question that is going to change the answer. And that is this: where do you want to go? Ta-da! Simple. There is a well-known myth that I hope makes your eyes roll as much as mine. Everyone speaks English. Nope, absolutely not. Nopiest of nopes. Sure, there are a lot of people in the world that speak English, and lots of these people speak it as a second or foreign language, and they often do so with great skill. But that said, to assume that when you travel, everyone speaks English is to really miss out on a chance for deeper connection. But I know that you knew that already, right? Because you're here. However, if you are learning for travel in the future, the one question that really comes up is that, where do you want to go? And unfortunately, the easiest first step here is to think of colonization and historical influence. So for example, if you want to travel across Latin America, Spanish is the way to go, but do consider leaving some space and some time to learn some key phrases in local languages where relevant. And of course, if you're thinking, yeah, I want to travel Latin America, but I want to spend 6 of those months in Brazil, Portuguese then becomes more significant. If, for example, you want to spend a month or two in India, of course, English will see you well some of the time, but you'll want to think more closely about where you want to go before digging too deeply into Hindi, because dominant languages vary across regions. And Hindi is much more prominent in the north than in the south. So there's all of these things to consider, and it really does come down to where do you want to go and spend the most time. And then there's the context to consider as well. So for example, if I was traveling in the Baltic, right, I would feel more comfortable to use English than Russian in most parts where I don't speak, because I don't speak Estonian, Latvian, Lithuanian. And this is because of the historical context and associations with Russian for many people there, right? So even though previously Russian would have been useful and, lots of perhaps older people nowadays would still speak Russian, I would feel more comfortable in many scenarios using English and the bits of Estonian, Latvian, Lithuanian that I have, perhaps more so than Russian in most parts of the Baltic. And then there are the outliers. So those odd and unexpected occasions where I've ended up speaking Mandarin in Morocco, or I've needed German to negotiate a taxi in Cuba. There is really no way to predict when and where a language will come in handy for travel. And so based on the amount of countries that speak a language or the distribution of tourists from other countries, that's the other factor that kind of came up with the German taxi in Cuba, I've put together a bit of a rough guide for you. So if you're thinking of learning a language or two for the future for global travel, I would say that the global order of usefulness, which is totally official and highly researched, would look something like this. So, English. As I said, I'm going to assume that you already speak English if you're here and you're listening to this. Second, reserving a space for local languages. So even if you are visiting a country, let's use the Baltic as an example, you're visiting Lithuania and you think, okay, well, I know there's bits of Russian, maybe the older people will still be able to communicate with me. Still take some time just to learn at least a few key phrases for the local language, in this case, for Lithuanian. Then Spanish, French, Arabic, Russian, and Mandarin. And it really depends on where you're going in the future. So there is a Wikipedia list of countries that I've linked to in the blog for this episode with English-speaking populations. And this can help make this decision a bit more precise for you as well. So if you're thinking, do people speak English there? Does everyone speak English? Check out that link to help answer the question a little bit more for you. And finally, definitely my favorite, learning for pleasure. Again, one big question, and this time the question is, which language do you want to learn? So I'm not going to lie, right? This is my favorite category of language learning. In the words of self-esteem, prioritize pleasure. If you've not yet heard that song, go and have a little listen. Link is in the blog and in the show notes if I remember. But when you're learning a language for pleasure, the best language to learn for the future is the one that you enjoy learning and are most excited and intrigued by. And by the way, this also applies to all reasons of learning. It's important, whichever language you learn, that you remember this. Your reason why matters more than any list. Because you'll be putting in a lot of effort to learning that new language, and you'll be spending a lot of time with it and immersing yourself in the language and the culture. So if you hate it, or if your motivation is weak because you're learning what someone else told you is the best language to learn for the future, then you won't get far. Any language that you choose to learn will open up unexpected opportunities, big and small. Just embrace it all. So how do you decide which language is the best language to learn for the future when you're prioritizing pleasure? Well, here's a few things to consider. Firstly, which cultural things am I enjoying right now? So I always love a musical entry point to a language, but it could be film, TV, books, food, travel, so many possibilities. So if you are really into Japanese anime, then Japanese would probably be more fun for you. If you've just discovered Afrobeats, then learning more about Yoruba and Nigerian pidgin, among others, would be a great starting point and focus language for you. The next question, why do I want to learn another language? Is it pure pleasure and hobby, or is there a chance that it's one that you might want to take to a high level and add to your CV? All are valid, but your reason might change your choice. For example, if you are curious about languages in general, then choosing one with a new to you feature would be super fun. If you have never encountered cases, then try German or Russian just to see that new feature in action. Alternatively, if you're thinking that you want to learn a language over a short time frame or with little focused study, then one that is related to a language you already know makes sense. So if you already speak Portuguese, then perhaps spend some time discovering Cristang or one of many of the Portuguese Creole languages around the world. Next, ask yourself this. What do I like about language learning? Is there a particular aspect that you love about language learning or that you want more time and experience with? So for example, if you enjoy learning new scripts, then choosing a language simply because it uses a new to you writing system might be a good option. For example, written Georgian looks gorgeous to me. And I know that one day that's going to be a language that I spend some time with, especially with learning how to read and write because it looks so cool to me. However, if you love pronunciation and new to you sounds, then this may be something worth considering too. So Guarani would be a good example here. There's lots of fun to pronounce nasals. And then of course, you've got what are kind of group known as click languages. So languages with that click consonant. That would be fun to explore for you too, if you really are interested in pronunciation and new to you sounds. So drum roll, the best language to learn is, well, as I said at the beginning, I am not going to apologize if you were looking for a one word, one language answer here. As we've seen, the best language to learn depends on so many factors. There's simply no one word answer. Really trust yourself in your choices. Even if you don't end up sticking with a language for as long as you'd initially hoped, you'll have still learned something new that will likely come up again with another language. Language learning is never a waste of time, whichever language you choose, however long you learn it. So the best language to learn is the one that you can't wait to get back to every day, the one that lights you up, and the one that you want to learn. That is it. It is that simple. And if you're feeling inspired and you're curious, like I said at the beginning, the language starter pages are a really good place to kind of dig in and just dip your toes in the water and see what tickles your fancy. So you can get them. There's over 25 languages available with key phrases in all of these languages. You can access this. The link is in the show notes. It is completely free for you. It is in Notion, which makes it nice and easy to use. And I think you're going to really enjoy it. I will leave that with you. If you have a little look at the language starter pages and there is something that intrigues you and you then want to go and learn more, do let me know because I'd love to know what it is that has inspired you and sparked that interest. All right then, have a wonderful rest of your day and I'll speak to you very soon. Thank you. Bye.